welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast. As promised, we are doing an Aftercast today. We've just finished up our portion of our sponsorship drive with Compassion International, and it went so well. We ended up at half of the goal by the end of our show today, so we crossed 500. We had a lot of kids get sponsored towards the end, and it was awesome, except for one little freak out at the end that everyone is blaming me for and is mad at me for.
No, it's your fault, and I'm so glad that Marty is here too, because she's able to speak into the ridiculousness that we see every single day.
When things don't work right and we're in the middle of doing something that's important and it all goes south, like the computer just like stopped what we were doing and rolled on, and it throws me off. And we were trying to get to 500 kids. We were like one kid away.
And all of that is understandable. Right. The part that isn't understandable is you screaming and yelling.
Well, I'm yelling at stuff. Like, things don't work.
I think it's understandable. And not,
thank you.
Like, I know that anger is something like, oh, don't be all angry and all that. But like, we had it happen twice today. So it's like the first time you kind of can get over when stuff like that happens twice. As someone who's trying to like make sure that doesn't happen, when it does happen, it's like, that doesn't make me happy at all. I don't have your, you know, anger levels, but
right. Well, they're epic.
They're so good.
But I hope people at least see I care. See, like I'm mad at it because I care. If I didn't care, I'd be like, oh, that was weird, and I just roll on, you know. But I care. What my wife was busting my chops about this, and she was like, you know what, maybe this was just to show you that God doesn't need you to talk, and He can do it without you. Like, oh, come on, man, really? Hello, wife.
But it did happen. So you weren't talking, and it still happened, and you had doubted.
Nice.
That I was with Jay from Compassion that it was going to happen.
I have too many people speaking into my life right now.
And they're all speaking one thing, and yet you still choose not to listen.
It's crazy that all of you are wrong. That's what's crazy.
Oh, gosh. We're all right, no, and you are totally wrong.
I don't think that's the case, actually. No. Aww. So, again, when I stop getting upset by that stuff, that's when you should worry, because that means I don't care. You're like, I care. That's how I process externally. You guys process internally. Like Betty Rock, I don't know what makes her upset besides me.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, the only thing she yells at is me. I got two women.
You give
in
me
my
a lot of ammunition.
I know. So anyway, we had a good day. We're not there yet, but we closed in on a huge goal, and I'm so thankful for that. I don't want that to mire it. I'm sure it does in everybody else's mind, but whatever. it was really cool to see so many people sponsor kids, and that sets us up for tomorrow morning. We got a shot at hitting it.
Yeah, because our goal is 1,000 kids. So if you are thinking about sponsoring a kid, now's the time to do it. If you text the word child to 91979.
No, kid.
Kid will take you to the specified.
Oh, thank you. Okay,
but
good.
Child takes you to
the website.
The website. So
I didn't know that.
Either way, you'll find someone to, you know,
once
sponsor.
Again, don't interrupt me. Well, listen more than you speak.
I asked you for the date and you had that wrong today. So
okay,
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Text the word child to 91979. That will take you to the Compassion site, and there you can pick a child.
There you go. So that's like a fun little thing you can do and show your support as a potty, because it does all matter. So thank you for doing that. So now let's get on to some of the Aftercast today. I found this list of like food hacks. Okay. Like, we're all kind of like people, we like to eat, obviously. And there are different hacks. Like this one, somebody said, use a baby monitor to keep an eye on the temperature of your smoker. Like they have high tech smokers and things that you can use apps with and show you these things. But if you don't have that, you can just put a baby monitor by it.
Hey, so, sounds like a cheap solution.
Yep.
Especially if you already have one.
Mathematically, they say that an 18-inch pizza has more pizza in it than two 12-inch pizzas. That's one you can, that's important.
Two 12-inch. 12 and 12 is 24 and 18. How is that possible?
I don't know. Mathematically, I don't know. Like, I'm not a mathematician. I don't even know what pi is, honestly. 3.14. So
that's good enough.
Yeah. And so they say that. And then this was the best one. Put a koozie, you know, a can koozie, over your pint of ice cream to keep it cold and keep your hands warm when you eat it.
You know what? I actually do this already, but not with the koozie. I use one of those oven mitts.
Oh, really?
That's smart, too.
So I'll wear my oven mitt and I'll use that hand
to
hold my ice cream so that I can eat.
My wife found me the greatest thing.
I did. I got him an ice cream koozie that on Amazon, but it's super cute and it has a little slide for his hand to hold it.
Oh my gosh. And wait, it's like a mitten? Warm. Like his hand goes?
No. It's a circle, that the like a koozie that it goes, it looks like a lumberjack. It's a plaid. You would love it, Betty.
Ooh, manly.
But then it has a little like side sling that your hand just slides in to hold it. And so it gets to, you know, you can hold it right there and eat your ice cream. The oven mitt's not a bad hack either.
Yeah.
Actually, so
I wasn't even thinking it was a hack, but now I think about it, it is.
Yeah, you're ahead of the game, actually.
Yeah,
on
I'm gonna
this.
Say I'm a trendsetter.
Okay, one more thing I want to talk about, because this drives me nuts, and maybe it doesn't bother you, but like they said that 8% of people like being greeted when they walk into a store. You walk into a store, do you like being greeted or not, Betty Rock?
Yes.
You do. So you're like, hello, welcome in. Let me tell you about the specials. 25% off if you're shopping.
See, I'm taking it differently. Greeted is like, hey, how are you? I'm good. Thank you. And then I move on with my day.
Right.
But are you saying like, hey, is there anything I can help you with? Like, I know Bath and Body Works does that a lot. And I'm like, I just want to do my thing. Like, just leave me alone.
I don't mind being greeted when I walk into the store. If it literally is just like, hey, welcome in. My name's Sasha and I will be with you. If you need any help, just let me know.
Right.
That's fine.
That's great.
And then Sasha disappears. Like, furniture places are the worst. You walk in. My wife and I would walk in, and they see you coming. It's like a shark. Dun, dun, and they come right at you. And my wife knows she's just going to walk away, and I have to deal with them because she knows I won't not talk to them.
That's smart on your part.
Because I'm kind, you know? And so I know they got a job to do, so they come up, and they're like, hello, my name is Ricky. I will be the person that's going to take care of you today, whatever you need. Hey, let me show you some couches we have over here. What kind of couch you looking for? Oh, I love those couches too. How many kids do you have? And you're like, oh, I don't need all this. And by this time, my wife's already at the back of the store. Like, she's already
the
shopping.
Smart one.
She really is. And like, that drives me nuts.
I'm basically like, okay, we're good. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. She's cold, this woman. And so like, I get stuck with it. But again, I don't mind the how do you do. Home Depot started this for a while too. Like, I think they had some surveys that were like, people are not getting enough help and you can't find enough people. They had a thing, man. Like, you walk in, hey, how you doing? Can I help you find anything? No, I'm good. And you'd walk two aisles over. Hey, how you doing? Can I help you find anything? Nope, still good.
Yeah.
Third aisle over. Hey, you need any help? Like, stop it! But I get that they're trying to do customer service, which we all complain about it being bad.
Right.
And so when they try to do it well, then we still complain about that.
I think the difference is we want good service. We just want it when we ask for
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding.
But if we're not asking for it, then just leave us. The best customer service you can do is leave us alone.
Yes. I think it's like, make that contact and then move on.
Yes.
But then how frustrating is it too when they've made that contact and then they move on, then you can't find them again? And you're like, where is Sasha? Where is she?
I've never been in that situation. I know that I don't go to Publix for a reason, and that's because I don't want to be harassed every aisle by the employees.
Yeah.
And then being like, is there something I can help you find?
Yeah.
And then I got to take my AirPods out and I got to be like, no, I'm fine. Thank you.
Right. I'm a raging lunatic. Leave me alone.
I just need the chip aisle. I'll find it on my own.
I don't need your... And do you have any ice cream I can hold with an oven mitt? Where can I find that?
Exactly.
Gavin, do you seem like you might like a little customer service.
I feel like it depends on how chipper I feel that day. Like, if it's somebody who's from the checkout counter who says it and then just like waves me on into the store, then it's great. Like, I don't need a high five when I enter the store from somebody for them to be that close to me where they're like already trying to get me to buy something. Just let me peruse the store and then maybe come find me.
I've walked out of stores where, again, my wife has just left me, abandoned me, and I know about their kids. They're in high school. One is graduating.
Let me just stop you there.
What?
Because I have been to the flea market with you and your wife before.
Oh. Yeah.
And even,
social butterfly?
Yeah, Marty will agree
it's
with
horrible.
Me. It's horrible. It's like shopping with your grandma. She never sees a stranger. She talks to anybody and everybody that's breathing and standing upright. And even sometimes, not even that. But we had to leave you behind because it's like, we're never going to shop if we just wait for you because you talk to everybody.
Yeah. I'm at the flea market, I'm very social. Because I know they're doing
a hard job. So don't make yourself the victim.
Yeah, at the flea market, I do tend to get a little chatty Cathy, for sure.
And everywhere else.
Yeah, no, not everywhere else.
Yeah.
Planes. People throw their lives in my lap on planes, and I don't know why.
The flea market is the worst, though.
Is that where I'm at my worst?
Yes, because it takes forever with you.
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry for loving on people. Whatever. I mean, I try to live my life by WWJD, but apparently that's not what everybody does. I mean,
well, then it then you wouldn't be over here complaining about it and making yourself sound like the victim.
I'm not complaining at all.
Or getting mad at equipment.
Don't start with me. Don't start with me on that. You know, no. I defy that. Jesus got mad and he flipped over some tables because he was trying to do the right thing and because they were making a mockery of it. And so I am in good company. Anyone that gets mad at me, you hate Jesus for his anger.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. There's our podcast title. Oh, man. All right. So this is going to have to be a faster cast today. We apologize. Yep. But again, thank you for listening to the Aftercast. Thank you for supporting the ministry of WayFM or maybe even sponsoring a kid with us. I think we're probably going to have to be back tomorrow morning and finish it out. Which is fine. I'd be great if we finished it out today and we have a normal show tomorrow. But it could be kind of the same situation as today. So anyway, thanks for being a potty. And we will hopefully talk to you tomorrow.